When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3574. All right, we're going to start talking about The Acolyte and the cover story from Empire Magazine's June 2024 issue. We're going to start with one big idea, which is about what The Acolyte actually means. And yeah, I'll get a little more specific in a second. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you especially to the patrons who make this possible on a daily basis with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. All right, we're going to start talking about The Acolyte here. The cover story from Empire Magazine's June 2024 issue has a lot of very interesting tidbits, possibly none more interesting than the source idea for the title of the show. Now, because we've already had the sense that the show is focused on the sort of rise of the dark side in the shadows prior to the events of The Phantom Menace, of course, this person, whoever the Acolyte is somebody who is inspired by the dark side of the Force and is possibly looking to become the apprentice or servant somehow of somebody, you know, more steeped and more powerful in the dark side of the Force. Well, now we have a much more specific answer about that from Leslie Headland in the Empire Magazine cover story. She talks about how there was a term, Acolyte, within the expanded universe, aka Legends, and that it was a level below apprentice. And that's where she got the idea from that she's rolling with here. So this is particularly fascinating, and it's worth a bit of a dive here. So the idea of ranks within the Sith Order, there were a lot of them. There are like, you know, a couple of dozen ranks basically, and a Sith Overlord was at the very top, and then there was a Sith Lord, and then there was a Sith Master. So yeah, they had a lot more until Darth Bane came along and instituted that whole rule of two business. But the fact of the matter is that not every Sith particularly cared for that rule of two. I mean, they sort of followed it for the most part, but from what we know of the Sith lineage handed down through the generations, a lot of the Sith that we know were not really too particularly keen on that whole rule of two situation. Eventually, when it got to Plagueis, Plagueis was like, yeah, rule of two, but we're the last two, me and Darth Sidious, and that's it. And Plagueis was looking for ways to make himself immortal, which, of course, didn't really work out very well for him. And Sidious, for his part, was like, rule of two? Nah, rule of one, and that's it. He had apprentices too, of course, you know, Maul and Dooku and Vader, and he was also seeking eternal life. But as opposed to Plagueis, who was going to be like, hey, it's me and Sidious against the galaxy, Palpatine slash Sidious was like, nah, it's me against the galaxy, and all these minions are just minions. But 1,000 years before all of that, there were various types of Sith, including Sith Acolytes. And a Sith Acolyte, according to Wikipedia, is someone who had just started down the path of the dark side of the Force. They were just starting to get trained by a more experienced Sith Lord, so you could think of them, I suppose, as the comparative equivalence to a Jedi Youngling or a Jedi Padawan. Not necessarily age-wise, though, because the Sith were just taking them whenever, right? The Jedi, obviously, were trying to get them as young as they possibly could. That doesn't sound all that great, geez. But just in terms of experience and training, like that sort of thing, that's how I say that Sith Acolytes are basically kind of the equivalent of Jedi Padawans for ease of discussion. Now, I'm going to circle this conversation around to previous discussions that we've had about a guy named Darth Tenebris, who is a Bith, like, you know, the Cantina Band in A New Hope, right? So Darth Tenebris was the Sith Master of Darth Plagueis, who is the Sith Master of Darth Sidious. Tenebris in Legends is alive at the time of the Acolyte TV series. In canon, his actual life and death have not been established date-wise yet. And as far as the idea of an acolyte goes, well, one of the things the entry about Tenebris says is that he was working to expand the network of Sith informants and agents that had been developed starting under Darth Bane. That doesn't necessarily mean they were Force-sensitive agents and informants, but it also doesn't mean that there weren't some Force-sensitive ones among them. He also had a disciple that he basically commanded to seduce the person who would eventually become Darth Plagueis' father. Somehow from Sith science stuff, he knew that if this particular disciple had a kid with the guy who was Darth Plagueis' dad, that that kid would be particularly strong in the Force, and that kid turned out to be Darth Plagueis. And at the same time that Plagueis had Sidious as an apprentice, he also had this other guy, Venomous, another Bith Sith Lord. Well, I mean, Sith Lord, kind of not legitimately, basically, because it was a violation of the rule of two, but you get the idea. So Plagueis, according to legends, wasn't born until sometime between 147 and 120 BBY, so that would make him, in terms of the Acolyte series, at best a teenager when this is happening. But Tenebris is out there alive and kicking, and we don't necessarily have any information about Venomous necessarily, but yeah, the idea that Darth Tenebris is training people who are definitely not apprentices and is kind of violating the whole rule of two business does certainly strongly argue for the possibility of him being a big bad behind the scenes for the Acolyte. So then, of course, the big question is whether somebody's coming back from Legends to be the titular Acolyte, or whether we're going to get somebody brand new. And kind of speaking to that a little bit, we hear from that Empire article that Vernestra Rowe is the only character from previous High Republic storytelling that is appearing in the Acolyte. They're not bringing any other characters over. That is now officially positively confirmed. So yeah, it's kind of leaning toward somebody new, but considering how deeply Leslie Headland was into the expanded universe, it's hard not to consider the possibility that she's going to pull a name out of a hat that, you know, only a few people will remember, and suddenly, you know, everybody will be like, oh wow, that character, oh my gosh. So that's what I've got for you in our first look at the cover story about the Acolyte from Empire Magazine, their June 2024 issue. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please leave a rating or review on your app of choice. Please hit a like or subscribe or a follow or a join button. Tell your friends that this Daily Dose of Star Wars joy exists for them. And I hope you'll consider helping me put this Daily Dose of Star Wars joy out into the world with your support at patreon.com/SW7X7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.